Well, good evening. Good evening and welcome to our Christmas celebration worship service. It's good to see you here this evening. Many years ago, an angel said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people." So this past year, 2020, may have been a year of what we would call negativity, a lot of distrust, a lot of anxiety. It's been a year where maybe good news was hard to come by. But as we gather tonight, we need to remember that there was an angel who appeared to the shepherds near Bethlehem and told them that he was bringing them good news. And not just good news, but good news of great joy for all people. The message of Jesus coming to this earth and dying so that we can have the gift of eternal life and the salvation of our souls is certainly good news. And just like the angel said, it is available to all people. So tonight, the purpose of our worship service is twofold. First is to focus on the all people that the angel spoke of. We know that Christ is coming. His coming the first time as a baby is worthwhile celebrating. And that's why we're here tonight. And it's worthwhile celebrating no matter what culture you live in. So this evening we're going to have an opportunity to hear about what Christmas is like in various parts of the world. Lauren Haller, who served with YWAM in parts of Asia, Peter and Christy Sensnick, who have served in Zanzibar, and Devin Weaver, who has served in Chile, and Nathan Magali, who have served and are serving in Costa Rica. They're going to all share a little bit about what Christmas is like in that culture. So let's use this time as a reminder to be actively praying for the people around the world who have not yet heard the good news. And the second purpose of this evening is to encourage each one of us to take the opportunity to tell others in our neighborhoods the good news of great joy, just like the shepherd did after encountering Jesus. So this evening will be people sharing, interspersed with singing. And if you haven't already done so, there's offering plates available, or offering that is received this evening will go to the different ministries represented and also some community needs here in our local Bowmansville community. So would you join me in a word of prayer this evening? Father God, we do indeed thank you for this opportunity. I pray that as we focus on this good news of great joy, that you would put joy in our hearts and we'd be able to overcome all the negativity, the anxiety, everything that's going around us in this world today, because your coming is indeed good news for us. And we need to have that joy, that spirit of joy in our hearts throughout this Christmas season and always. So I ask that as we worship you tonight, you would be honored and glorified, and we will remember the news we have is really indeed good news of great joy. So we ask for your blessing upon our time this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. So Lauren Haller is going to begin our evening.
Good evening. I'm Lauren Haller, like Larry said, and I participated in a discipleship training school around this time last year, over Christmas. This time last year, I was in Thailand, so I'm going to be sharing a little bit about what that looked like. Christmas is not an official holiday in Thailand, since about 90% of the population is Buddhist, but Thai people really like celebrations, so they still celebrate it. They just don't really acknowledge the fact that it's a celebration of Christ's birth. My team and I worked with some missionaries that ran a school in Thailand, and we were able to be a part of their annual Christmas program with their families and all the kids. So we sang Christmas songs, and the children prepared skits that they performed. We ate a meal with them, and they had a raffle to bless people with the prizes that were donated. So that was just a really great time to spend time with the families and get to bless them. And we also went to two juvenile detention centers. That was on Christmas Eve. And the Thai missionary we worked with was kind of our translator, so he would read the Christmas story in Thai, and then we sang Christmas songs with them, which they enjoyed even though they couldn't always understand the words. And we just had a lot of fun together. And then on Christmas Day, we read the Christmas story with the young men that we lived with and worked with, and we exchanged gifts and just spent time together to give them a little bit of what it feels like to have a family. So that's what Christmas looked like in Thailand. After Christmas, around New Year's, we went to a different spot in Thailand to focus on some different ministry opportunities. One of our focuses was evangelism, so we did that at a popular tourist area in the city of Chiang Mai, and we went out every afternoon and told people about Jesus. So the Christmas season definitely gave us a special opportunity to share the gospel. And a lot of you have already heard this from me, but you'll hear it plenty more times. China does not celebrate Christmas. They're an atheist nation, and it's not easy to be a Christian or to share the gospel in China. But when Chinese people come to Thailand or other places, we can share whatever we want with them. So we shared the gospel. We met a lot of Chinese people since they were on what they call holiday. And we probably had more interactions with Chinese people than any other nationality, including Thai, during our evangelism times. So one woman actually accepted Christ, and there were a lot of cool interactions that we trust we were able to plant the seeds, and one day the rest of them will accept Christ. So now they can take that back to their nation and be part of the rapid growth of Christianity that's happening in China right now. And the awesome thing is that we don't have to go overseas to share Jesus with someone. Our nation is very diverse, and we have people from other nations all around us who haven't heard the gospel before, which means the Christmas season here in America also gives us a special opportunity to share the gospel. So I know this is a very generous congregation, and I'm sure a lot of you will be baking cookies or doing other small acts of kindness for your neighbors or friends, whoever, and that's all great, but I encourage you to take the next step and use that as an opportunity to ask them how they're really doing and how they're dealing with the things that are surrounding them right now, and just be honest with them and tell them that Jesus loves them, and ask them if you can pray for them. Nothing's wrong with just simple acts of kindness, but that doesn't separate us from the rest of the world. People that aren't Christians are kind and generous, so we have to take that next step when the opportunity presents itself and be willing to be uncomfortable for a bit. As a church in America, we need to stop living comfortably and expecting the radical evangelists to do everything that it's our job to do. We're all called to make disciples of all the nations, even if we're not evangelists, and it takes every single one of us. And that's something that going overseas made me more aware of, that it's so important to live a radically obedient life wherever I am, not just overseas where it's easier and I'm not comfortable. It's easier to take steps like that. So I believe that the the church in America can be very lukewarm at times compared to other places, and we can change that. So how can you be praying for the people of Thailand? A lot of people in Thailand only know a flawed version of love. They're treated as objects that can be sold rather than the priceless treasures that they are, and their religion is based on shame, not on love and grace. So pray that people with these mindsets would be able to encounter the love of Jesus and break away from the chains and the mindsets that are holding them back. And also pray for the people that come into Thailand and the nations that surround China, that they would be able to reach the people in China, continue to reach them. And you can pray for me that I would be able to remember the things that I've learned during my time with YWAM and live in a way that reflects that. Thank you.
All done? No, not all done. On your benches somewhere, you'll find things that look like this, called glue sticks. You don't know how to use them, you just break them like that. And then you can wave them around or however you want to use them while we sing. Once in Royal David City.
Once in Royal David City, stood a lonely cattle shack, where the mother laid her baby in a manger for his back. Mary was that mother mild, Jesus Christ, her little child. He came down to earth and heaven, who is God and Lord of all, and his shelter was a stable, and his cradle was a stall. With the poor and mean and lowly lived on earth our Savior.
Peter and Christy, we've been serving in Tanzania, East Africa for 5 years.
Tanzania is about half Muslim and half Christian. This means that in Tanzania they celebrate as many holidays as they can. The national holidays like Independence Day, the international holidays like Labor Day, the Christian holidays like Easter and Christmas, and the Islamic holidays like the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad. And and the festivals known as Eids. On mainland Tanzania, where there are many Christians, a Christmas service might look something like this, with lots of singing and dancing.
But where we were on the island of Zanzibar was mostly Muslim. So people didn't do much of anything for Christmas or even really know it was happening. What they did celebrate in a big way were the two major Islamic holidays, celebrating the end of Ramadan and another one celebrating the willingness of the prophet Abraham to sacrifice his son in obedience to God. And what was especially celebrated was the end of Ramadan, which is called the Eid al-Fitr. In some ways, it's very similar to the ways Christmas is celebrated in the United States.
On Eid al-Fitr, everyone dresses up in their best clothes, which looks something like this. People go to parks and public spaces to hang out. They visit each other, their neighbors, friends, and family, and they bring gifts to each other and eat lots of spicy rice and goat meat. It's also a time to go to the mosque to reflect on your relationship to God and to the people around you. This was always a really important time for us as missionaries who had moved into the neighborhood. It was a huge opportunity to show love to our neighbors and our deep appreciation and respect for them. It was a chance to deepen our relationships. So here we are visiting some of our closest friends in Zanzibar for the Eid.
One year we bought a goat and asked our neighbor Saeed, a leader in the local mosque, to help us slaughter it. Then we asked his advice on how to distribute the meat to families in our neighborhood who could use it the most. And we showed up at their doors and had many cups of tea. For us in Zanzibar, the Eid was our Christmas. And the kinds of feelings that people in the United States have for Christmas, the joyful memories, the nostalgia, the anticipation, the feelings of happiness, or maybe even sadness and loss, the whole range of emotions. In the same way, people in Zanzibar and all over the Islamic world feel about the Eid. It holds that place in their hearts and in their communities.
To us, the Eid did not have that nostalgic effect. We missed Christmas. Islamic holidays felt strange and foreign, especially at the beginning. But we wanted to engage them as much as we could. Why? Because as missionaries, we are guests in someone else's home. And who is our example of being a guest but Jesus himself, who took on flesh and dwelled among us? He was thrown as a vulnerable baby into all of the strangeness and brokenness of our world. And we wanted our lives among our Muslim neighbors to reflect the incarnation. As followers of Jesus, we leave what is familiar and embrace what is foreign for the sake of the good news of God's great love for all people.
I once read a passage by a Christian who spent many years in the Islamic world. He wrote, "The best way to build friendships with Muslims that witness to Christ is to be with them when their hearts are being stirred." In other words, to be with them through the important times in their lives, like weddings, funerals, religious events, and the special days like the Eid, when the things that they love so much are being celebrated. What a gift it was for us to be with our Muslim friends.
Yeah. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of His end. No ear may hear His coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive Him still, the dear Christ enters in.
Well, no well, no well. Owensville Church. My name is Devin Weaver, and for those of you who don't know me, I'm one of the missionaries sent out from Bowensville Mennonite Church, and I currently work with an organization called Youth with a Mission Pittsburgh. It's a missions organization, and so I was asked to share my experience last year of Christmas in a different culture, and I'm more than happy to. The trip was through YWAM. We took an outreach team down to Chile, South America, and spent a month in Chile and then a month in Argentina. I was just there for the month in Chile, but I was there over Christmas time. We were staying in a city called Concepcion, Chile, and it's not the capital of Chile, but it is a huge city. It's on the coast of Chile, and just an amazing, beautiful city. The people are very nice, and we were staying at a church called Mover del Reino, which translated to English is Kingdom Movement. And the church really lived up to its name. The people were very hospitable and just wanted to see God's kingdom move in Chile. So they went out with us every day to do ministry with the people of Concepcion and provided translators and food. And it was just an amazing experience there at the church. And by the time Christmas rolled around, they were ecstatic to welcome us into their houses. Our team split into pairs, and each pair went to a different family's house from the church. And me and my friend Alan had the privilege of going to a family who had been very active with our team throughout the time we were there, going out with us in ministry and just providing food for us. And they're just an amazing family. So we were very happy to go to their house. They picked us up from the church on Christmas Day around, 4:30 p.m. or 5, around that time, and took us to their house. And it reminded me a lot of my family's Christmas celebration, because the whole family was over. There's in-laws, they made amazing food. Everybody was there having a good time. We sat around a table, ate and laughed and talked as well as we could. That was a little bit of a struggle for me and Alan. We didn't know any Spanish. The host family we were staying with actually didn't know any English. So we communicated a lot through this app that translated English to Spanish and Spanish to English. So we would just type something in and show it to them, and they would do the same. And obviously smiles and laughs and hand motions are always helpful as well. So we were able to do that. Like I said, amazing food. Really didn't miss out on Christmas food at all, because they make amazing food down there as well. So if you ever have the opportunity to try Chilean food, go for it. I would highly suggest it. So we ate food, and a lot of food. I was very stuffed by the time the meal was over. But then we moved into the living room and just had a great time listening to some Spanish music and dancing. They were trying to teach us a little bit how to dance. Us Americans, well, I can't speak for everybody, but I know I do not quite have the skills to learn how to salsa, at least yet. So, but it was great seeing them and their grandkids dancing. And we did that for probably about an hour or so. And then moved into like the gifts. They were so generous. They got me and Alan both a couple gifts, and we got to open them, and then everybody else also opened their presents. We were hanging out and just talking as well as we could, having a good time until about, I would say probably about midnight. Wanted to take us to one of their friends' houses who was celebrating Christmas with two other of our team members had gone to their friend's house. So we got to meet up with them and spend a couple hours with them, just eating, drinking soda, having a good time. We stayed there till probably about 1 or 2 a.m. And they took us back to the church. We got to sleep in the next day, rest up, and ready to go for more ministry the next day. So, amazing Christmas experience. The real joy was to getting to share the actual gift, the best Christmas gift ever, which was Jesus. Every day we have to go out and share with the people of Concepcion. just a gift that Jesus offers us, the gift of salvation, you know. And we got to do that through this thing called the Wordless Book. We had to do a drama and a dance that both also played into that as well. But the Wordless Book is the main tool we used. It was very similar to like a friendship bracelet, if you guys have ever seen that. It is what it sounds like, kind of, is the book with no words in it. It's just colors, and each color represents a part of the story. So it goes gold, it's a dark page, and then the red page, the light page, and then the green page. And each page represents a part of the gospel story. And it's very easy to translate and easy for the hearer to understand and see. And just a great tool we use, and I've seen many people come to Christ through it. So we got to do that a lot, and we got to see many people come to Christ. A lot of people say no, unfortunately, but we got to see, I believe, over 100 people come to Christ in a month, which is amazing. Just sharing with them, you know, that this is a gift that God's offering us, just like somebody would offer you a gift for Christmas. Nobody's going to force a gift to you, like force it into your hand and say, all right, this is yours. You have to open it. You cannot like decline this. No, that's not how God is either. He's offering us this gift, saying this is a gift of salvation. This is a gift of my love, but I'm not forcing it on you. You don't have to take it. I want you to take it, but you don't have to. And so that's kind of what we try to communicate. And like I said, unfortunately, a lot of people say no, but we don't do it for the people who say no. We do it for the people who say yes. And for the people who say no, it's planting seeds. So we believe that God's going to move through them and move through the power of his testimony, and the gospel. And we're just so thankful and privileged to do God's work in Chile and everywhere else we go. This next Christmas, this upcoming Christmas in a couple of days, I'm going to be getting to spend it in Colombia, South America. So super excited for that. You guys could be praying for that. Thank you so much for all your prayers and support already. You guys mean so much. Wish I was there with you guys tonight, but I'm so glad I could at least send a video in. Have a great rest of your night. Merry Christmas. Good evening, Bowensville.
All right, I'm going to invite you guys to stand and sing. Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled. Joyful.
Give them second birth.
And our last song, O Come, All You Faithful, O Come, Let Us Adore Him.
O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come, ye, O come, ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, for the King of angels, O come, let us adore him, O come, let us adore him.
Buenas noches. No buenas noches. Oh, thank you. Okay. First of all, I guess we want to thank you guys. Thank everyone who have supported us in the last many years. And I especially want to thank you guys for. Help those who have helped us getting back into the States and having a house. You guys have no idea coming home to or coming to a house and getting off the plane, getting into the house at 5 o'clock in the morning, and there's the bed already set up and ready. You just fall into bed literally and wake up a few hours with this guy, and you go down, kitchen's all full. You guys have no idea what a blessing it was. So we just want to thank you. Thank you all for that, and we definitely appreciate your prayers as well as we continue this, I guess it could be a sabbatical. it kind of feels that way. We're still a part of the mission down there, but it's definitely different being up here away from... Well, from Magali's family and away from those we've been serving with.
Buenas noches. Quisiera hablar de la Navidad en mi país.
I want to talk a little bit about Christmas in my country.
Una época muy hermosa para nosotros.
It's a very beautiful time for us.
Bueno, una de las cosas es que adornamos las casas con luces como aquí.
One thing is that we put a lot of lights up, just like put a lot of lights up in the house, like here.
Ponemos el portal.
We put up the nativity scenes.
Para mostrar a las personas el sentido de la Navidad.
So that people know have the feeling of Christmas.
Como ustedes saben, mi cultura comemos mucho.
As you know, my culture, we eat a lot.
So para esta época nosotros hacemos tamales.
So in this time we make what they're called tamales.
Que es un tipo de masa.
It's a piece of, it's a type of, like it's like a dough.
Lleva carne y algunas verduras y arroz.
It has meat and vegetables and rice.
Delicioso.
They're delicious.
Las envolvemos en las mismas hojas de plátano.
They cook them in plantain leaves.
También hacemos muchos regalos.
They also give a lot of gifts.
Para Navidad es época de vacaciones.
It's also the time of vacation.
Entonces todo está cerrado.
So many things are, stores and stuff are closed.
Y muchos se van de vacaciones.
Many people go to vacation.
Se van a las playas, a los ríos.
They go to the beaches and the rivers.
Es un clima muy caliente.
It's in Christmas. It's it gets hot.
No tenemos nieve.
And we don't have snow.
Nosotros celebramos Navidad el 24 en la noche.
We celebrate Christmas the 24th in the evening.
Y lo que hacemos es una carne asada.
We do a carne asada. It's meat. We cook meat on a barbecue.
O chicharrones.
Or chicharrones. Explica. Well, chicharrones. Her uncle makes really good chicharrones. So what they do, the chicharrones is pieces of pork. They're, you know, like about 1 by 1 inch. But what her uncle does is buys, what is it, the lard from the cows and cooks that first. And then, cooks the lard first so you get all the oils and stuff. And then you put the meat in, the pork in. You just wait till that's all cooked up. Oh yeah.
Bueno, generalmente no nos sentamos a comer alrededor de la mesa.
Normally we don't sit down at the tables to eat.
Donde están haciendo la carne asada con las tortillas, vamos y comemos ahí.
Wherever they're cooking the steak or the meat, we just grab a tortilla. Grab the meat, put the meat in the tortilla, and eat it just like that. Oh, everyone all around where it's being cooked. It smells really good, too.
Con ensalada.
Some people eat salad.
Banano.
Bananas as well.
No bananas maduras.
Yeah, they're green bananas.
Mm-hmm. Hacemos para esta época rompope en la casa.
A lot of people drink eggnog.
Los regalos se abren al 24 a medianoche.
And the gifts, they normally open the 24th and sometime at night.
Especialmente los niños están ansiosos para esta noche.
Yeah, most of the kids are, you know, they're ready to open up their gifts.
Y a las 12 hay juego de pólvora.
And at midnight, there's fireworks.
Entonces las familias salen afuera, ven el juego de pólvora, y muchos se abrazan y se desean una feliz Navidad.
So normally at 12 o'clock, all the families, everyone goes outside and watch all the fireworks, like the whole valley just lights up. And then families usually, you know, give each other hugs and celebrate and say Merry Christmas.
La pregunta que quizás ustedes están haciendo.
So the question you guys might have is what do we do? Okay. So what do we do for Christmas? We put up lights. This guy really likes the Christmas tree. So last year we were able to go out and actually cut down a real Christmas tree. That was pretty neat. This comes from my culture. We make cookies, Christmas cookies. You know, mom's cookies don't come too easy down there. So we do we do the Christmas parties for the in Guarari, where we work, with the children and the youth. So with the children, we serve. We usually have about 300 kids for Christmas. We have to find all the gifts, get all the gifts together, and then we usually have food. We do share the story of Christmas, and then the gifts. Yeah, the youth, we do the same thing, but then we can kind of go in depth. And it was interesting a couple years ago when we did start with Christmas. We started talking about the reason for Christmas, and we read the whole I think it was the whole story in Luke. And it was very interesting, the feedback that we got from the youth, because a lot of them, they kind of, oh, well, I never heard it told that way. Well, wow, so Mary was actually younger than me, and she became pregnant. Wow, they just didn't go to the hospital. They were walking, and they, you know, that kind of stuff. We tried to act things out, and it just kind of brought it to light. And then one of the things they said was, wow, we didn't know this was what Christmas is all about. We thought Christmas was all about parties. Because most of them, for them, you know, Christmas is just everyone gets drunk and, you know, has parties. So most of the youth really had a bad view of what Christmas is. So we were able to kind of talk them through that and help them understand, well, you know, Christmas isn't about parties. Christmas is about the time of year where, well, when God sent us a gift, and the greatest gift. And so, you know, that just kind of brightened their day that, hey, okay, Christmas isn't about parties. We can actually celebrate Christmas for the real reason and be thankful for what God has given us, for the gift that God has given us. So that was very cool, very neat to hear that. I'm good at putting this guy to bed, asleep, I guess. What else do we do? We have time, us as a Sensenick family, we have time take time as a family. Usually we hang out with Magalia's family. We usually stay with them, and it's just a fun time to see all the family play bingo. We don't play much games, we just talk and just hang out and be real. Oh yeah, play soccer. That's the fun part. Except when you blow your back out, but you know, that's okay. So now I guess we're gonna move into reading Luke. You can read along on the screen as it's gonna be read in Spanish.
Aconteció en aquellos días que se promulgó un edicto de parte de Augusto César que todo el mundo fuera empadronado. En el primer censo, siendo Cirenio gobernante de Siria, iban todos para ser empadronados cada uno a su ciudad. Y José subió a Galilea, la ciudad de Nazaret, a la ciudad de David, que se llamaba Belén, por cuanto era de la familia de David, para ser empadronado con María, su mujer, desposada con él, la cual estaba encinta. Y aconteció que estando ellos allí, se cumplieron los días del alumbramiento. Y dio a luz a su hijo primogénito, y lo envolvió en pañales, y lo acosté en un pesebre, porque no había lugar para ellos en el mesón.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
Luka sura ya pili aya 15. Ikiwa malaika hao walipoondoka kwenda zao mbinguni, wale wachungaji waliambiana, "Haya, na twendeni mpaka Bethlehemu tukalione hilo lililofanyika alilotujulisha Bwana."
Wakaenda kwa haraka, wakamkuta Mariamu na Yusufu, na yule mtoto mchanga amelala horini. Walipomwona, wakatoa habari walioambiwa juu ya huyu mtoto.
Wote waliosikia wakastaajabu kwa hayo walioambiwa na wachungaji. Lakini Mariamu akayaweka maneno hayo yote akiyafikiri moyoni mwake.
Wale wachungaji wakarudi huku wanamtukuza Mungu na kumsifu kwa mambo yote waliosikia na kuyaona kama walivyoambiwa.
Hata zilipotumia siku nane za kumtahiri, aliitwa jina lake Yesu, kama alivyoitwa na malaika kabla hajachukuliwa mimba.
So I don't know about you, but it was interesting for me to hear how Christmas is celebrated in other cultures. We're so used to what we do here in America, but to hear what happens in other parts of the world was very interesting. And to hear the Christmas story read in different languages was pretty interesting, even though I didn't have a clue where they were in part of the story. But it's very interesting to hear them share the same Christmas message that we have here in America. So right now, Tony and I are going to have a prayer blessing for the different ministries that were represented here this evening. So I would invite you to just extend your hand for a prayer blessing for these different ministries represented.
And so I'm going to start praying, and then Larry will finish. So when I say amen, we're not done yet. And I think we need to adopt some new things in my family as far as some barbecue and some fireworks. That sounds like some fun Christmas things to add. So will you join us in prayer? Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the willingness that Lauren had to go and be obedient to you and to your call. I just pray that you will give her a future leading and guidance. Give her a plan for what you have for her. I just pray that things that she learned during her time in Thailand, that they would be remembered each day, and that she would put them into practice each day. I pray for the people in Thailand. I pray that your message would go out among them. And all those visitors that come in, I pray that they would hear the message of Jesus as well. Just let the people know that they are worth so much to you, and that you care so much for them, and that you want to be their father. Mm-hmm. I pray for Peter and Christy and their family as they are on sabbatical right now, but as they serve in Tanzania and Zanzibar, I just thank you for their willingness to go to reach a nation for you. Mm-hmm. I pray that you will give them wisdom as they continue to serve and wisdom when and how to interact with their neighbors, and that many people would come to you. I pray for a hedge of protection around them, mm-hmm, as they're serving in a mainly Muslim nation. Let their lives be a witness to you that many people may come to faith in you, Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
And Father God, we do indeed thank you for Devin and his willingness to serve with YWAM Pittsburgh. Thank you. You had the opportunity last year to be in Chile and to share Christmas with the families down there. And we just ask for your blessing upon the people of Chile, that your word and your message would continue its work and continue to transform and change people's lives. And also, as Devin has the opportunity to spend this Christmas in Colombia, South America, we ask for your blessing upon him there also, that he'd be able to be bring the bearer of good news, the message of your birth, to those persons in Colombia, South America as well. So we ask for your continued blessing upon Devin, lead and guide him, and protect him as he serves you in various parts of this great world you've created. We also want to lift up Nate and Magali and their sons to you as they continue to serve you in Costa Rica. Thank you that they're able to be with us here this evening. We ask for your blessing upon them. And as we heard about the way they celebrate Christmas in Costa Rica with food and lots of food and all kinds of food and fireworks. And I just pray that they would continue to be filled with your spirit and to bring the message to the Costa Ricans that do not yet know who you are. Thank you for the opportunity they had to share with the youth the real meaning of Christmas. Thank you for the openness that the youth had to that message, and just ask you would bless the youth in Costa Rica, and also bless Nate Magali, and we also ask for a hedge of protection around them as they serve you as well. And may this time here in America be a time of refreshment and re-energizing, and give them a fresh vision for what you have for them in the future. Now we also lift up the local needs in this community that we'll be sharing to try to meet as from this offering. We ask that you would lead, guide, and direct us to those persons in this community who are in need throughout this Christmas season, that we could be not only messengers of the good news, but also bring them gifts that would help them in their time of need. So we ask for your blessing upon all these ministries, and we pray, Father God, that you would give us joy throughout this Christmas season. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
In Luke 2, 17 to 18, what we heard, it was read in Swahili by Peter and Christy, the shepherds couldn't help but tell others what the Lord made known to them. They were the first to testify to others about Jesus' work on earth. And even though we haven't seen, or most of us haven't seen, real-life angels, or we haven't gotten the chance to rush to Bethlehem to see Jesus, the newborn Jesus, and Mary and Joseph, if we're believers, we have the same opportunity to tell others what he has done in our life. All the shepherds did was to tell other people what they had experienced personally. And the Bible says that all who heard it were amazed. If you're anything like me, though, you might get to thinking to yourself, well, the shepherds, you know, they saw literal angels. I've never seen that. How could my story possibly compare to that? Would anybody even listen to me? But Paul tells the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6, "For God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." If we're believers, we've all undergone a transformation in which God has revealed himself and his glory to us. And we, like the shepherds, should be and can be anxious and ready to tell people about our life and our changed life and the amazing thing he has done in us. And, you know, what better time to bring this up than during the Christmas season and bring up the name of Jesus during the Christmas season when people have Christmas on their minds already. So just two challenges for myself and for everybody here as we go. The first is to pray. Pray for everybody who shared tonight. Pray for the people and the places where they have served or are serving. Pray that the love of Christ would just penetrate those people's lives that have been impacted by these missionaries. Pray for the requests and the needs that were mentioned, and that God would fill each person who shared with more of him, and that his kingdom would grow through their work. And the second challenge is to think and pray about someone you can talk to about Christ this Christmas season. Ask the Lord to work at their heart and mind and prepare them to hear what Christ did for them. And also pray that when the Lord opens up an opportunity, that we would have the courage to follow through and obey. I know for me, that can be tough. I can pray for it, but then when the situation actually comes, you get a little shaky and you don't do it. In a world full of bad news, we have good news of great joy to share, just like the shepherds. And Larry said it this morning. He said, we may be the only believer in our neighbor. We may be the only believer our neighbor or coworker rubs shoulders with. So, you know, what would happen if each of us that is here tonight shared with just one person this Christmas season? What could possibly happen? You know, Lauren said tonight, too, she said, you know, it's great to bake cookies and to do things, and that's awesome. That's how we share the love of Christ. But what if we took it one step further and actually spoke the name of Jesus to them? So before we close here, I want to pray, but then just a reminder that there are cookies in the foyers that you can grab on your way out, both out here and below downstairs. So let's pray. Lord, thank you for the chance that we had here tonight to celebrate your birth in a little different way tonight by looking at how other cultures celebrate your birth and even into those cultures that don't know anything about you and have totally different celebrations. We just ask that that the people in each one of these places that were mentioned tonight would just have a hunger for you and would get to know you in a personal way. And for those that don't even know about Christmas and don't even know about Jesus, that they would come to know about him and realize that they're lost without Jesus. And I pray for anybody here too tonight that doesn't know you and doesn't know who you are, Lord. I ask that they would have the courage to talk to whoever invited them here tonight or to talk to any one of us here and ask about who Jesus is and as he is totally worth getting to know. And just ask that as we celebrate Christmas in the next couple weeks here that it would come to our minds that to be praying for our friends and neighbors who do not know Jesus, praying for their salvation and praying that for an opportunity to speak Jesus' name into their life and that ultimately we're not the ones that are doing the work. It's you, Lord. So pray all these things in your name. Amen.